You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We are so thankful that you have tuned in today. We want to take just a moment to say thank you to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes. Their phone number is 321-208-2281. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. If I was doing outdoor work, summertime is not when I would want to be doing it. This is the time of the year that I'd want to be doing it because of the weather and the milder temperatures and things like that, things that I prefer. But Coastal Image Landscapes, they are out there all year long, doing their thing, keeping your lawn beautiful, keeping it functioning. And, I can tell you from personal experience that we've had with them with projects, we've actually had compliments that people said, "Dad, did you do that?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Well, it looks amazing." And I said, "Well, we had that done by the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes. Dan and his team do a phenomenal job. And they're on top of doing a great job. They're just wonderful people to be around. And so I would encourage you, if you are looking to upgrade your outdoor side appearance during the holidays, so that 2023 gets you off to a wonderful start, give the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes a call. Dave can be reached at 321-208-2281. You might need lawn care. You would talk to Dave if you're looking for the landscape division. Talk to Dan, but the initial phone number to reach them at is 321-208-2281. Tell them, "I didn't hear about you on Facebook. I heard about you on the Refresh radio program." That would be greatly, greatly appreciated. We do want to also invite you out to our Wednesday night Bible study. We're doing our Fire Bible Discipleship. It's going to take us a while to get through this. Listen, I pray that you are on a lifelong journey of learning to be the best disciple that you can be. And so we want to help you out with that. We want to help you to be grounded in the Word. There is a pollster that is out there, and I don't really pay attention to political polls anymore. They've not been accurate for several years now. But I do pay attention to surveys and polls that they do when it comes to the spiritual condition of America. And while the number of people attending church has diminished, and it's diminished considerably, but it's not like falling off a cliff, the thing that concerns me is that there are very few, a very small percentage of people who even claim to be Christians that have a biblical worldview. In other words, they view the world through the lens of the Bible. There are a lot of people that don't know their word, so they're easily deceived. And there are other people who just have, really not given elevation to the authority of the scriptures the way that they should. We want to help people to become grounded in the Word of God so that they know truth and they know deception. They know that God is good and that the devil is bad. That they know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. That there is a holy and high calling that we have in Christ Jesus. And the devil wants to try and prevent us from fulfilling that call. So Wednesday nights, the word that God had spoken to me for 2022 was the word discipleship. We started on that journey, and a friend of mine helped me to acquire a tool. It's the Fire Bible. You can purchase them through ChristianBook.com. It's Christian Book Distributors, but their website's now ChristianBook.com. And you can also get it through My Healthy Church. You can order them in those two places. I'm not sure about Amazon. I haven't checked there. There's an Olive Tree Bible app that you can purchase the Fire Bible through. But it's got solid biblical teaching that will help you to know the truth, and the truth that you know will set you free. So come out tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., or tonight, I'm sorry, tonight at 7 p.m. That would be a real blessing for us. Our people are really excited about this. People who weren't coming on Wednesday nights, some of them because they don't like to drive at night anymore, come out for this event because they find such value in it, and we pray it'd be a blessing to you. Also, I've only got a couple of, I've got today and tomorrow to update you on our end-of-year schedule here, and so the service tonight will be our last service until Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We're going to be having a Christmas communion service Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And there won't be any Sunday school. It's going to be a later start time than what we normally have. We're trying to give everybody as much time to get around as they can. We're going to be very good stewards of your time, but we would like to invite you to Merit Assembly of God to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Several years ago, I heard, big churches, mega churches, they were like, nope, we're not doing church on Christmas. And it's like, how can you not do church on Christmas? We're going to make this it'll be different than my normal Sunday service. But we are going to read through the Christmas story. We're going to sing Christmas carols. We're going to celebrate communion, and we're going to pray a blessing over you. So we would be honored if you would join us on Sunday morning. There will not be a Wednesday night service on the 28th. We do shut down that week to give everybody a chance to get 2023 started off on the right notes. So if you are interested, and God has blessed us, we are thankful for that. We also know that with continued blessing comes continued responsibility, and we want to reach out and grow the ministry as much as we can in the coming year. And so if you would feel led of the Lord to assist us, and when it comes to giving, I can tell you that as far as designated giving given to the radio program itself, that normally is a in the red figure. Now, we don't do all of our accounting that way. We realize that there are people who make donations to the church that have come to the church because of the radio program. And so we realize that God's faithful provision is there all of the time. But if you do feel like the Lord is leading you to make an end of year donation to the Refresh Radio program or to Merit Assembly of God, you can do it online through our website, meritassembly.com. You can also do it through our Facebook page, which is Merit Assembly of God, or you can mail in a check. You can drop it off however you choose to do it. It just needs to be either on premises, on site by midnight on December the 31st, or it's got to be postmarked before then, so that we get it accounted for in the proper year, and then we do send out all of those receipts and everything. Listen, we don't have a slush fund or a miscellaneous fund or anything like that. We keep, if you were to attend one of our business meetings, you would see my bookkeeper keeps things to the penny. She does a reconciliation. She's been a major blessing to Merit Assembly of God for over 20 years now, and she just does a great job. So there's nobody taking money and buying houses with it or anything like that. There's people who are honoring God with their finances, and we thank you for supporting the Refresh Radio program with your listening and with your finances. So to Matthew chapter 7, verse number 15 says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear good fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them." So here we're going to pick up today in verse number 19. And it says that every tree that does not bear good fruit. Well, if you pay attention to what Jesus has been saying, he has said thus far that a good tree produces good fruit. A bad tree does not, cannot, is unable to produce good fruit. You are going to produce fruit in line with the nature that you have inside of you, whether you are abiding in Christ and are fruitful or not abiding in Christ. And therefore, like we talked about yesterday, you are a what is known as a bad tree. And what that means is you are rotten, you are worthless, or you are bad as far as the productivity that you could make that would have any eternal value. I used to grow tomatoes, and the one thing that I always hated was I'd go out there and I'd look to see, and I was like, man, look at that beautiful tomato, and go out there and pick it and find out that a worm had gotten in there, and the reason that it was red already was because it had already been compromised on the inside. I didn't like that at all. I wanted healthy fruit. And so here Jesus says that that it is impossible for a bad tree to produce good fruit, and therefore anything, any tree, every tree that does not produce good fruit is going to be cut down or cut off. Cut down or cut off. And the thing that I realized is that means that that tree that is not producing the fruit that God is looking for it, that it is, when it is cut down or cut off, it is going to be separated from its source of nutrition and its source of life. It may take a while before it shows the outward evidence that it is no longer attached and abiding in the root structure that caused it to be fruitful in the first place, but it will eventually get there. And so when it's separated from its source of nutrition and life, it's going to begin to dry out. In parts of the country that I've lived in, during the winter, they would have firewood. Well, you would go and you would cut the firewood well in advance of the time that you were going to need it, because that wood needed to dry out. You did not want to burn it when the sap was still in it. You wanted it to age and dry out and be prepared for it to be thrown into the fire. And to do that, you would separate it from its root structure. Listen, being separated from Christ, we're at the Christmas season, being separated from the presence of Jesus in your life is an extremely precarious position to be in. First of all, he's the only reason that we can produce fruit. Second is, if we're not producing fruit, then we are going to be cut off. And it's not because he hates us because of that. He just is preparing us to be driven from his presence, because that is the choice that we have made. If we abide in him, we're fruitful. If we choose to cut ourselves off or separate ourselves from him, it says that not only is that type of tree going to be cut down, but it is going to be thrown, cast off, put down, or driven out or expelled into the fire. Listen, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. It was never prepared for mankind. You are, if you choose to separate yourself from Jesus, you are choosing to put yourself in a position that God never created you to thrive in. And being in that atmosphere is going to be a miserable existence. So let's produce the fruit that is that God wants us to produce so that we do not get thrown into the fire. Things that get thrown into the fire are either fuel or they are consumed. So the reason is because that tree is not producing the fruit that God intended it to produce. To me, this is an extremely sobering verse. It doesn't describe the abiding in Christ, that I'm here 5 days a week to share with you. It does not describe that as a luxury. It doesn't describe that relationship as an optional feature such as you might find on an automobile. Do you want this feature on your automobile or don't you? This passage tells us that having a relationship with Jesus is extremely vital. And it is not just something about us. Remember, this passage is talking about people who are false prophets. They are pseudo prophets. They are coming in with a superficial appearance of a believer, but their inward nature is that of a bad tree. They are a ravenous wolf. They are not there to benefit the sheep. They are there to consume the sheep. And God is telling us here, Jesus is telling us that therefore, in verse number 20, by their fruits you will know them. And so the biblical response to a superficial or an immature believer or a person who is just entrenched and unrepentant in their sin that says, hey, who are you to judge me? Judge not lest you be judged. Okay? That's a biblical truth that is misappropriated in our current society is to say, we are going to let the Word of God examine the fruits of a person's life. So the Bible says, know them that labor among you. Know them that labor among you. So every once in a while on social media, there will be a video that pops up of somebody who's inspecting the craftsmanship of a person who was supposed to be a professional. And they will come on there and they will begin to point out the things that they have done, the shortcuts that they have taken that have either compromised a support piece, or it's against the code, or it's just shoddy craftsmanship. And they will say, this is why. So they say, you want to make sure that you get a person that is licensed and bonded and insured and all of that sort of stuff so that you do not get substandard work done on your house. Why would we not expect that in the house of God, when you are doing ministry for the God of the house and the people that he died to redeem, why would we not know them that labor among us? Why would we not want to look at the fruit of their life? So there's a person that I know, and the confession is there, the giftings are there, but the fruit isn't there. You and I are supposed to both operate in the gifts of the Spirit as well as produce the fruits of the Spirit. And so look at yourself. Always look at yourself first, and examine others around you, and say, okay, does their inner being, does it manifest alignment with the character and the nature of a believer as described in the Word of God? Is there proof that Jesus is living in them and working through them? That passage of Scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verse number 15, talks about how much we are supposed to know them. This word know here means to know fully, to have true or complete knowledge or full understanding regarding a subject. So I'm not talking about an emotional, how you feel emotionally about this person. I'm asking you, are they there as an asset to the kingdom, or are they a strategic plant to try and undermine the ministry of the kingdom? And so God is not just concerned about our behavior on Sunday morning. He's not just concerned about our behavior on Christmas. He's not just concerned about our behavior at Easter time. He's concerned about our character and our nature all of the time. And so, you know, history is all too filled with people who their confession with their mouth did not line up with the character of their heart. And we don't want them. So my thing that I have been asking, because God, it is impossible for God to lie. That's what the Scripture says. The Bible says that the devil's native tongue, his native language, is deception. So we're not supposed to lie. We're not supposed to bear false witness. So when I find out, not that a person has made a mistake, not that a person has, you know, under the pressure of a moment, told a lie, but when a person is lying frequently, I ask myself, why would I listen to them? Because their credibility has been compromised. And so you don't know whether you can believe the things that they say or you don't. And so I say, why would I waste my time? There was a situation that I encountered with a person many, many, many years ago. And they were being influenced by a person who was not manifesting good fruit. And no matter how much we reached out to that person, they did not manifest godly fruit in their life. We lots and lots of attempts. And finally, at one point in time, I told this individual that was being influenced by this person that wasn't producing godly fruit, said, I'm now concerned. I'm concerned about them, But now I'm also concerned about you, because you keep falling for, if you will allow me here to connect the dots here, you keep believing the tree that is producing the bad fruit. You keep being influenced by the ravenous wolf. You keep being influenced by the false declaration of what this person says God is saying. That's concerning. And so I will simply tell you what I've done. When I found that sources of information were not reliable, I said, I know where I can get reliable information, and that's the Word of God. And so I'm going to stop listening to those other voices, and I'm going to put greater emphasis where God has put the emphasis, and that is the eternal Word of God, where truth is settled forever, where it is a living testimony to the grace of Almighty God. It gives me accurate information. It was true thousands of years ago, and it is true at the end of 2022. I pray that for this Christmas, you get a love for the Word of God. I pray that I get a love for the Word of God that says, let's feast on the truth of God's Word. Listen, God's Word never returns void. Whenever that Word goes into your life and it becomes an implanted seed in your life, it is going to produce a bountiful harvest, because it's going to change your heart from a bad tree to a good tree, and you are going to produce good fruit that is going to remove you from the perils of being cut off and expelled from the presence of Jesus. Listen, I pray that the Word of God becomes vibrant in your heart and in your life during this Christmas season. We're going to pick up on another very sobering passage tomorrow, and that is in verse number 21. And I pray that you will join us for that. But if you are free tonight, we'd like to invite you out one more time. 7 p.m. for youth ministry, 7 p.m. for Bible study at Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. You have a glorious day, and we will see you tomorrow right here on 91.5 FM.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joy.